The total forecasted biomass of 136,756 tons of Pacific herring this coming season will allow for a combined purse seine and gillnet harvest of 24,042 tons for the Togiak District Sac Row fishery. That biomass is up slightly from 2017's forecast, nearly 131,000 tons. Greg Buck is the Bristol Bay Area research biologist.
Pretty much as I expected, maybe a little small and a little older than I would have predicted, but totally in the ballpark. So I expect a fairly normal run.
Area management biologist Tim Sands says last season saw more interest from the purse seine fleet than the gillnet fleet.
We were able to take most of the same quota last year, basically all the same quota last year, but not much of the gillnet quota because there wasn't a lot of interest from the gillnet fleet. And I don't know how things are going to shake out this year as far as how much gillnet interest there'll be, but I think we'll probably be able to take most of the same quota again.
The forecast is calculated with an age structure model. That model relies on two sets of data, total biomass of the run and the age composition estimate of the harvest. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game collects the information during the season by flying aerial surveys and sampling the harvest. The budget for managing the Togiak herring fishery was cut in 2016, so biologists couldn't gather that data. That meant the 2017 forecast was based on historical averages going back to 1978. However, private industry contributions are allowing the research necessary for biologists to forecast the Togiak herring run to continue.
We're fully back funded. We're being funded by under a co-op agreement that organized with a number of different entities, including BBRSDA and BBSRI.
That's Greg Buck, referring to the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association and the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute. Weather conditions kept the department from flying aerial surveys during the peak of last season, so the biomass for 2018 is based on an average of previous aerial surveys and the 2017 biological data. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.